Finalist number four is Emma Pascal, from the School of Earth and Ocean Sciences in the Faculty of Science. The title of her presentation is You Are What You Eat, Checking Up on the Health of BC Herring.
How healthy are these herring? Can you tell? If you were a salmon or a seal or a seabird, would you be healthy if you ate them? I'd like to invite you out for dinner with me tonight to the coast of Vancouver Island, where bears nibble herring eggs laid on kelp, kittiwake and merbirds dive down to scoop up the juvenile herring in their beaks, and in the depths, salmon and lingcod rely on herring as one of the most important components of their diet. Herring are an essential food item for so many animals on the BC coast, as well as being an important species for many First Nations groups. So understanding how healthy they are is key for understanding the health of our community and our ecosystem. When you and I go out for dinner or to the grocery store, we can read a menu or the nutritional information on a package to select the healthiest dining option. But herring in the wild don't come with such a label. Fortunately for scientists, there are other ways that we can study the health of a fish. We can weigh and measure them using a ruler and scale. We can look at the proteins in their bodies. We can see how fast their ear bones are growing. That tells us how fast their body is growing. And we can take a look at what types of fatty acids are in their body, because different fatty acids are more nutritious than others. So proteins, fatty acids, ear bones, whole body, each of these parts of the fish can tell us the story of how healthy it is. My thesis involves looking at juvenile herring from the Strait of Georgia, BC, using these four tests in order to see just what kind of physical condition they're in. The ocean off the BC coast is a changing environment, so herring from one summer might experience different temperatures and different feeding options than herring collected from another summer. Does this change how healthy they are, or what sort of nutrition they can give to those salmon and those seabirds? Well, I first saw that herring from a warmer 2015 summer had lower rates of protein production than herring from the two summers prior. So it's those herring that are definitely less healthy, right? Well, unfortunately, it's not that simple. Remember, I mentioned four tests. The so-called higher protein herring weren't in the top group when I looked at their ear bones or their whole body size. So what's going on here? Is one of my tests inaccurate? Well, no. Remember, these tests measured processes occurring in different parts of the herring's body and at different time speeds. So the takeaway here is that there are many facets of fish health. And the type of test that a fishery scientist does should change depending on the question that they're asking. Because eating these healthy little fish would make for healthy larger fish and is essential for keeping our ecosystem working smoothly, it's important to know how to best approach this question. So, are these herring healthy? Turns out we'll all just have to look a little bit closer. Thank you.